The biggest single story of 1976, the story that had the greatest impact on the largest number of listeners, was the strike by teachers in the Jefferson County school system. The strike involved 6,000 teachers who left their jobs on November 30th and 117,000 students who were to miss 10 days of classes before a new contract would be agreed upon. Our coverage of this continuing story involved long hours and hard work by our staff. But because of our efforts, WAVE listeners were able to keep on top of all developments concerning the strike. Our reports often went beyond the mere retelling of events that had already taken place. Because of the initiative of our reporters, we were able to tell our listeners about events that would take place in the future, about developments that had not yet broken. Of course, our coverage of the actual strike, which ran 14 days, was preceded by our coverage of months of contract talks between the school board and the Jefferson County Teachers Association. But when the strike finally began on November 30th, our reporters were out before daybreak, talking to teachers on the picket lines.
The cold weather's, it's not too bad. If you keep walking, keep moving. Got a little fire going over here, so everything's, it's nice. We've got, cars we can get in, get warm, and take turns. So everything's fine.
WAVE reporters didn't just talk to teacher pickets the morning the strike began. We also talked with administrators who were crossing picket lines. One high school principal told us how he felt.
Sympathy with the needs that exist, I think, in the educational field, but also the thought that I'm responsible to be here because my superintendent has asked me to be here.
The next day, an emergency meeting of the school board. And Livingston Gilbert got a live report from the scene from Bill Francis.
The Jefferson County Board of Education has been meeting this afternoon and talking about what to do about the strike by county school teachers. Bill Francis is on the line right now to tell us the meeting has just broken up. Bill?
Livingston, after about a three-hour private meeting, the school board has taken no action regarding the teacher strike. School board chairman Orville Miller said the board discussed with its attorneys the various legal options open to the board to get the teachers back into the classrooms, but that no decisions were made.
As the strike continued, so too did the contract talks, under the auspices of a federal mediator. WAVE covered the negotiations, even when they lasted all night long. As one such negotiating session broke up at 1 o'clock in the morning on December 3rd, our Roger O'Neill spoke with representatives of both sides, and WAVE listeners got the first-hand word on just how much ground remained to be covered. First, school negotiator Milburn Maupin.
Aren't you really very close to impasse?
No, I'm the eternal optimist, and I just can't even use that word right now.
Then Teachers Association President June Lee.
Well, we're saying we have addressed some very grave needs. We expect them to be able to negotiate a settlement to our contract, and we hope this will happen.
Are you disappointed after today's session?
A little bit, perhaps.
When the Jefferson County Teachers Association held a mass rally that Sunday night after the strike began, our reporters were on hand, and so was National Education Association President John Ryer, who told the striking teachers,
"The message I want the Jefferson County Board of Education and all other champions of the square wheel philosophy to hear and to understand is that courage and commitment are basic strengths of Americans, and Jefferson County teachers are not going to be cowed by adversity. We're only angered by it, we're strengthened by it, and we'll use it to move forward and to get a contract that is rational and that meets the needs as we see them."
On that same Sunday, the Board of Education voted to ask school administrators who had been off the job to return to work. So the next morning, Roger O'Neill gave live reports from various schools as some of those people crossed picket lines to return to work.
Administrators at all of the local schools began reporting for work this morning at about 7 o'clock. There are 481 people in all that the board has called back to work. They include counselors, assistant principals, and principals. At Pleasure Ridge Park, the 10 or so people crossed the picketing teachers' lines with little or no problems at all. In fact, the teachers were good-natured about it, joked with the principals and counselors as they came in, gave them some information about what it means to cross a picket line, but there were absolutely no problems.
The next day, more contract bargaining, but a continued lack of progress. The school board met in the afternoon and argued about whether to go against the federal mediator's wishes and make public details of the bargaining. Late in the afternoon, Livingston Gilbert called in Roger O'Neill for a report that revealed for the first time what the board members had been arguing about.
First, school officials said there would be a news conference at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Then it was called off. Now, that news conference is on again. WAVE's Roger O'Neill is on the line with us from the Van Hoose Education Center. Roger, why this change in plans?
Livingston, members of the elected Board of Education have apparently overruled the superintendent's recommendation and the recommendation from the negotiating team not to hold that news conference. Essentially, what the news conference will give to the public via the press is information about what issues are on the negotiating table, how far apart the sides are, what has been offered, and what the JCTA has rejected so far. It's definitely an attempt by the Board of Education to reverse any public sentiment in favor of the teachers, perhaps to take away some of the support within the JCTA ranks themselves.
The news conference was held an hour later, and O'Neill's information proved correct. With the strike continuing the next day and tension between the two sides heightened by the news conference, the school board decided to go into court. Bill Francis gave listeners this live report.
The school board has decided to go to court and seek an injunction to get Jefferson County teachers off the picket lines and back into the classrooms. The board is taking this action after getting an update on the contract talks this afternoon from Chief Negotiator Ron Barber.
The next day, the board did go to court, and Brian Rublin called in Jane Hoffman for a live report.
Attorneys for the school board are in court at this hour seeking contempt citations against teacher pickets. WAVE's Jane Hoffman is on the line with us from Jefferson Circuit Court. She'll bring us up to date. Jane?
Brian, Judge Liebson has just granted the school board's request for a show cause hearing. JCTA President June Lee will be called to show why she should not be held in contempt for what the school board alleges is an excessive number of pickets at school entrances.
December 9th proved to be a day of major developments in the school strike. Chief among them, the fact that Governor Carroll decided to agree to an out-of-court settlement in a school suit against the state over the cost of court-ordered busing. WAVE's Roger O'Neill was the first person to get the story. WAVE listeners, the first to hear it, as Tyler Cox spoke with O'Neill.
There has been a new decision from Frankfort this afternoon that could possibly lead to a settlement of the Jefferson County Teachers Association strike against the school board. On the line with us now is Roger O'Neill with the details. Roger, what's happening?
Well, Governor Julian Carroll has just authorized his legal counsel to accept any judgment when it's handed down from Judge Charles Allen. Judgment in a lawsuit which the county school system has filed against the state, which seeks more money from the state government to pay for the added transportation cost resulting from desegregation. Governor Carroll has also indicated that as soon as that judgment is made, he will authorize State Department of Education officials to immediately begin making payments to the county school board. Further, Governor Carroll has told federal mediator Joe Kirkham that he will not appeal that decision, and he has expressed hope that the case can be expedited before Judge Charles Allen.
The out-of-court settlement would provide extra money for the school system to use in the contract talks. But Judge Allen had to approve the settlement before it could be finalized, and the judge didn't hear from attorneys for the board and the governor until Monday the 13th. We were at the federal courthouse when Governor Carroll's lawyer, Bert Combs, arrived to tell Judge Gordon about the governor's desire for the settlement.
He, as I understand it, recognizes that the state will owe approximately $3,350,000 plus. And he is willing, and the other state officials are willing to pay that amount.
In addition to covering the courtroom proceedings, we had also staked out the latest round of contract negotiations. The all-night session continued into the morning hours. Then, about 11:30, Tyler Cox was able to tell listeners of an important development.
The two sides in the contract talks have left the mediator's office. Both bargaining teams left at the same time without making any comment on whether or not there was a contract settlement. Federal mediator Joe Kirkham is also keeping quiet.
We're still under a blackout. Parties are still under blackout, and no comments being made with respect to what's transpired here today.
Shortly before both sides left, members of the negotiating teams began carrying TVs, typewriters, food, and the like to their cars. The negotiating rooms are empty now. The teams likely will not be coming back here. More details may be forthcoming after the 12:30 school board meeting this afternoon. Tyler Cox, WAVE Newswatch at the federal mediator's office.
An hour later, WAVE listeners learned more about the apparent contract agreement.
WAVE's Roger O'Neill is standing by with a live report on the salary schedule for teachers, which the two sides have agreed on.
J. Jane, the salary schedule was agreed to in its tentative final form at about 7 o'clock this morning. And what it provides is the following. For a beginning year teacher, a first year teacher in the system with a bachelor's degree, a $9,100 base salary. That's an increase of $720 over a year ago. For the mythical average teacher in the school system with 8 years experience and a bachelor's degree, $13,046 base salary. That represents a raise of $1,032 over last year.
A short time later, this development reported by Livingston Gilbert.
Federal Judge Charles Allen has cleared the way for payment of state money to the Jefferson County School Board. Judge Allen signed the summary judgment this afternoon to allow the transfer of some $3,352,000 to cover some of the transportation costs resulting from desegregation.
And at mid-afternoon, WAVE listeners found out from Bill Francis in this live report that the school board had okayed a new contract.
The school board and the Jefferson County Teachers Association have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract. The board has just returned from a private meeting lasting some 2 hours, and the announcement was just made by board press secretary David Vogel. The board has apparently agreed to language in the contract that calls for third-party binding arbitration for teachers unless overruled by a 4/5 vote of the board. That was the last hang-up preventing an agreement. The salary issue was settled early this morning after Governor Carroll turned over the details of the more than $3 million in state money being made available to the school system. So teachers meet tonight at 7:30 at Knight's Hall, at which time a ratification vote will be taken. So after months and months of negotiations and a 14-day strike, the two sides have now reached tentative contract settlement.
Of course, WAVE reporters were on hand that night when Teachers Association President June Lee asked striking teachers to vote on the new contract.
You have heard the motion that we accept the contract and the salary schedule and we return to school tomorrow. All those in favor, stand and wave your envelopes.
And Tyler Cox was on the line, giving listeners a live report on what had just happened.
Well, it appeared that it was almost unanimous. JCTA members stood and waved their ballot envelopes here in Knight's Hall. It was just a literal sea of arms and paper waving throughout the arena. Teachers approved the contract, of course, and they voted to return to the classroom beginning tomorrow morning. JCTA President June Lee says that the 14-day-old strike has been tiring, wearing, but that the contract is the best in the southeastern United States and certainly the best ever in Jefferson County, she said. And Lee told the teachers here tonight at Knight's Hall that the contract doesn't provide everything, but at least it's a start. Approximately some 300 hours have been spent at the bargaining table, according to Lee, in this latest round of contract negotiations. This is the second tentative contract presented to teachers. This one was approved, unlike the first one. So it's back to school tomorrow for Jefferson County students.
The next morning, it was pretty much back to normal for the 117,000 students and 6,000 teachers who'd been most directly affected by the two-week-long strike. It was also a return to normalcy for the countless other people indirectly affected by the strike. And it was a return to more normal events for our news staff, a return marked by a sense of satisfaction on the part of everyone that we'd done a very good job of covering all aspects of the most important story of the year for most of our listeners.